Thank you, Courtney, and good afternoon, everyone. It is well known that African Americans have higher rates of diabetes-related complications compared to their white counterparts, and poor medication adherence, among other factors, may contribute to these disparities. In fact, a recent study found that medication adherence was as much as 12% lower among African Americans compared to whites. The group that I work with in a previous study found that non-adherence was associated with poor glycemic control, as well as forgetting to take and running out of medications. However, very few additional studies have examined correlates of medication non-adherence in this underserved high-risk population. To address this gap, we aim to determine whether medication non-adherence in urban African Americans with type 2 diabetes was correlated with uncontrolled clinical parameters such as hemoglobin A1C, blood pressure, cholesterol, body mass index, and general health status, as well as health behaviors like glucose self-monitoring, diabetes self-management, healthcare utilization, current smoking status, and diet and physical activity. This was a cross-sectional study from the baseline interview of a larger intervention study to improve diabetes care known as Project Sugar 2. The participants were insured African Americans who were recruited from 6 primary care clinics in Baltimore City, Maryland. Among additional eligibility criteria, the participants had to be at least 25 years old, have type 2 diabetes, and be African Americans by self-report. In the analysis, we used Poisson regression with a robust variance estimator to directly estimate prevalence ratios. And we had two measures of medication non-adherence, which was our main exposure of interest. And for the final analysis, we analyzed these variables as binary. The measures of non-adherence consisted of a brief self-report measure where participants were asked if they ever missed taking their medications within a 2-week period prior to the study visit. The medications could include either diabetes, blood pressure, or cholesterol medications. And the second measure was adapted from the Hillbone Compliance Scale, which was validated in urban low-income African-American populations. And the population was actually a hypertensive. There were 9 items, each on a 4-point Likert scale. The score could range from 9 to 36, with the higher score indicating greater non-adherence. Among the 262 participants, 69% were female. The mean age was 60 years. Most had very moderate incomes. The participants had a mean education of 11 years, and 50% were either widowed, separated, or divorced. 65% were retired or disabled, and around half were either on Medicaid or Medicare. According to the brief self-report measure, 35% of our participants were considered non-adherent to medications. And looking at the specific reasons for which a participant might miss their medications, according to the Hill-Bone scale, the most commonly reported reasons were forgetting to take and running out of their medications. This scale was dichotomized in the final analysis, and 26% of our participants were considered non-adherent, according to the scale. The majority of participants were not meeting the American Diabetes Association's recommended targets for hemoglobin A1C and blood pressure. 39% were not meeting the target for cholesterol, and a little more than half reported poor or fair health. The mean visits to a primary care physician over the past year were 5, and the majority reported some degree of glucose self-monitoring over the past 2 weeks prior to the study visit. Around half reported a greater than or at least 5 fruits and vegetables per day, but this included fruit juice and tossed salads. 26% were current smokers. With regard to the association between medication adherence and various clinical parameters, we found a 58% increased prevalence of uncontrolled blood pressure among the non-adherers compared to the adherers, and this was similar for uncontrolled cholesterol based on both measures. And we also found an 83% increased prevalence of fair or poor self-reported health among the non-adherers. In terms of health behaviors, there was a 47% increased prevalence of perceived difficulty in managing diabetes among the non-adherers. And the other health behaviors did not reach statistical significance. In conclusion, in our study population of African Americans with type 2 diabetes, non-adherence to medications was associated with uncontrolled blood pressure, cholesterol, and perceived difficulty in managing diabetes. Around 26 to 35% of our participants were considered non-adherent, and the most common reasons were forgetting to take and running out of medications. There are several limitations and strengths that deserve to be mentioned. First, this was a cross-sectional study where causal inference cannot be inferred. Causal inference cannot be claimed. We were not able to ask specific questions about diabetes, blood pressure, and cholesterol medications because of the structure of our questionnaire, and we did not want to place undue burden on the participants. Our estimates of adherence may be a bit higher than the underlying population because the larger study, the participants had better diabetes control than the non-participants at baseline. However, this study was conducted among an underserved high-risk population for which data is often scarce. We used the Hillbone scale, which has been validated in an urban low-income African-American population and is considered simple and economically feasible to use. And lastly, we do believe that these results are generalizable to a clinic-based population. In terms of public health significance, again, this is a high-risk population with disproportionate diabetes-related morbidity and mortality, and this project provides further insight into the challenges precluding medication adherence, and barriers like forgetting to take your medication or running out of them represent logical targets for intervention. In closing, I would like to thank my academic advisor, Dr. Tiffany Gary, for giving me the opportunity to work on and present this project. I would also like to thank the faculty at the Schools of Public Health, Medicine, and Nursing who have made invaluable contributions to this project. And in particular, Lee Bone, David Levine, and Martha Hill developed the Hillbone scale that was presented today. Any questions? Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Garrett.
Question.
Yes, sir.
So, could you remind me what your definition of adherence was? And it also, within that definition, was there any gradation for adherence, meaning, you know, people who had even less adherent than others?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we had two different measures, but the first measure was if anyone had ever missed taking their medication within 2 week period, right? And the second measure was based on the scale, and there was a right skew distribution with some participants having extremely high scores, but the majority were sort of in the more adherent range. So we dichotomized. So there was a range, but extremely high values. So we didn't want to base our inferences off of those extreme values. Yes.
Question. So in reference to the most common reason why participants were non-adherent, the forgetting, is there information on cognitive function in sugar 2?
Cognitive function. Okay. Yes, sir.
The question, if you look at the sensitivity and specificity of your adherence measure with regards to how adherence.
Actually, I think we were in the process of looking at that. We haven't had the opportunity yet, but we do plan to publish the data, and we're absolutely planning to look at that.
Great. Hey.